Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's only five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey, you sexy beasts, especially you sexy beasts in Melbourne. We're part of the Melbourne Podcast Festival this August the 1st at 2 p.m. Tickets are selling like the opposite of hotcakes, so to help our self-esteem and to justify what I do for a living, head to the show notes and slam that link to go buy more tickets than you'll frankly need and then drag your mates along. They will love it, and by extension you, but most importantly, me. Once again, help me get that attention that I crave by filling up this cinema. That's right, we're performing in a cinema. Will it be well lit and not at all conducive to a live show? God, I hope so. So once again, head to the show notes and we'll see you on the 1st of August.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, is humanity totally doomed in a quiet place? All right, so A Quiet Place, horror movie, came out a couple of years ago. Everyone was it's so quiet. This movie's blowing my fucking mind.
Usually I go to a cinema to be entertained by the loud noises, but it's a shush movie.
So I saw this movie, and usually movies, they're loud and flashing, but this movie's quiet.
Shush no flashing. Movie.
Yeah, baffling. No flashing.
And
barely
then it started
any
that
words.
Awesome trend of movies where they're like, well, if this one you can't make noise, what if one you can't see thing? What if it's like you can't taste?
If you taste the monsters, you're dead.
So in the first A Quiet Place...
No, hang on, like, taste...
Okay, no, you're right.
Monster. Like, if you touch the monster, you're dead, but you can still see it.
Yeah,
but that's just
most
over there.
Monsters.
Well, that's...
I mean, that's just a tiger.
That's true of a bear.
Well, no, this is also very easy to be... Yeah, I can do... I reckon I can give you a horror movie that is any of those.
Okay.
Can't touch the monster, it follows.
Yeah, true.
Can't
true,
see
true.
The monster... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Bird Box.
Bird Box.
Bird Box.
Can't taste the monster is, I guess, also technically involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I give it one of them open mouth smooches? Oh, no, yeah. I'm dead. Then there's you can't...
Oh, can't smell the monster. There's no can't smell the monster.
If you smell the monster, you're dead.
Oh, come on, if you've smelt it, you're dead.
He who smelt it died it.
And then there's don't breathe, but that's also...
That's also anything in space.
Yeah,
no, but
yeah.
Don't breathe is also a horror movie where, again, you can't be... You're not
but
allowed
also
to be
breathing
heard.
Isn't a sense.
No. No, but...
Sniffing is, though.
It's called don't breathe because breathing makes noise.
Ah, so it's sound again.
Yeah,
it's
sound again.
It's Bird Box
once
again.
More again, it's...
No, it's quiet, quiet Place again. Bird Box is the sea.
Yeah.
Bird Box is the sea. Yeah. Anyway.
It's the sea sense.
A quiet place. The quiet place, a quiet place.
A quiet place.
Yeah.
Singular.
Which is funny because it's called Aqua. I guess Earth is a quiet place.
Yeah, it's quiet now.
Yeah. It used to be loud. So, anyway, the second one's come out.
Yeah.
And I won't bother you with spoilers of the second movie, both you and the audience.
Yeah.
I will just say that the opening of the film is day one. Like the day that A Quiet Place happened.
Occurred, yeah.
Yeah, which we hadn't seen before in the first one. It's kind of like, this is day 20 or whatever, and a kid dies, and you're like, oh my God. And then it's like day 400, and you're like, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you're pregnant, you fuck. 400 days is more than
Find
10.
A Johnny.
Yeah. 400 days.
Pull out, at least.
Yeah.
Well, come on now.
Don't fuck if you can't make noise. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. I guess, actually.
You can fuck if you don't want to make noise.
Yeah, but... If it's life or death,
that might make it more alluring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forgot that I'm talking to a man that would die for a cum. Look, this is unrelated to the topic, but like, if you know that you're not allowed to make noise and the only way that the monster will find you is if you make a noise, risking it to fuck is crazy.
But maybe you're quiet lovers.
Yeah.
The baby's the risk. Yeah, That's why you got to wear a franger.
Yeah.
Well, guess what happens?
They wear a franger.
Wrong. Baby happens.
Yeah I know. That was a mistake. Like
the idea that even in the apocalypse, you still get horny.
Yeah. It's something you don't think
and
about.
I guess also,
and not
like,
just horny, but horny enough that you, when you're running from the apocalypse, you also have one or at least maybe two children at a time that you can kind of put them off to the side for a good 15 minutes.
Well, true. They've always got two children. When they fucked, they would have probably had, maybe even had three.
Whoa. That's a lot of kids.
They go from three to two to three.
That's a lot of kids for the apocalypse. Yeah.
They replace it. Who cares?
So quiet play. So it's monsters that are attracted to sound and then they will attack anything that makes sound.
They're blind, but they have hyper hearing and can, like, I guess probably sonar or some shit. Mm. Whatever dolphins have. Dolphins have eyes. I'm joking.
Is everyone barefoot?
Bats also have eyes.
Yeah, but they suck.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got
pretty good eyesight. It's a myth.
Sucked in by a myth again.
Okay, one of them cave animals, like a cave lobster.
Worm or something.
One of them, like, creatures from The Descent. I don't know if they didn't do any click noises, but you can imagine them doing it.
Yeah, because in the first one, you don't really get a sense of like what's going on. In the second one, it's explained that, they're from space.
Okay, so they're space. They're blind aliens that hate sound.
Yes.
Oh, so they were just like, we like the cold nothingness of space. It was silent and everything's loud.
Yeah.
Oh,
I feel their planet them. Would be cool, but they make sound.
Not really.
Well, I mean, like when they move, but I guess there's a level of sound.
Like,
I was going to ask, is everyone in a quiet place barefoot? Because they should be.
Yes. Yeah, good. I mean, the family
or
are.
In socks, I guess.
Yeah. And they've put sand all over the ground so it makes less noise. Because, like, as the movies progress, there's stuff you can do to trick the monsters. Mm. Like, you can
wind chimes.
Yeah. Wind chimes, turn it on like a sprinkler system because if they're getting rained on, that's like a sensory overload for them.
Kill them with a dog whistle. Everywhere. That's what I'd do.
Well, they that's close. I mean, I don't know if you remember the ending of the first one, but they kill him with a hearing aid.
Oh, well, there you go.
Because the feedback of the hearing aid through a microphone is like so overwhelming that they're why
did we not figure that out as
well?
Humanity.
There's another thing in the second one is they also can't swim.
I thought you were going to say they can't sweat. Yeah.
Well, they probably can't sweat either.
I thought it was going with swear.
Well, they don't talk.
Trick them into saying, fuck, that'll kill them.
Hey, alien! Knock, knock!
Who's there?
Fuck!
What?
Who?
Fuck! Who?
Fuck!
What a successful killing!
You've cracked it.
Yeah.
So
they can be killed by noise.
Well, they're weakened by noise, so they've got like
and
a
then
hard
you shoot
exterior.
Them in the head with a gun.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, okay. Overwhelming them
and
with
they can't
sound
swim.
Kind of opens up. Their head is basically like an eardrum wrapped in very strong material, but. It's like opens up if they're overwhelmed. I don't know.
What what kind of planet?
Quiet, gentle planet where they need to hear a lot.
Yeah, they're predators, clearly.
I don't know.
Well, they're hunting.
Good hearing. Oh, no. Good hearing could work for both, I guess.
Well, where are their eyes? They're blind.
Yeah.
Blind hunters.
Yeah,
it'd be underground or at least a planet that has a very slow rotation, so there's not much sunlight.
Mm.
Or like periods of a lot of darkness, or at least they're in the.
Does that mean the best place to be in the Quiet Place apocalypse is on like a jaunty little tugboat? Because you're at sea, and then if they come, you can be like, bah, bah.
And they'll be attracted to it, and they leap into the water and drown like
idiots.
Big idiots. Like, to be honest, a cruise ship, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, so the audience don't find out that water is a weakness until quite late in the second one.
Hell!
But that's the thing. Then they try and hand. I said I wouldn't talk about the film, but
yeah,
guess
go
what?
And talk
well,
about it.
Yeah, spoilers for A Quiet Place 2 from here on out.
Yeah, good.
In the second one, there's like they find an island and whatever, and they're like, yeah, we're safe here because none actually got onto the island.
I'd scream straight away.
Yeah.
Well, then, they're
first
having, like,
thing I'd do, I'd be yelling.
Yeah.
This is 500 days of missing this.
Well, they're having a party. That basically happened.
Yeah, good. No,
yeah,
I'm on their side.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, like the military figured out almost immediately that they couldn't swim. But then they just tried to cram everyone on boats, and then like there was 12 boats, and then only 2 made it because everyone was like stampeding basically.
That's silly. What?
You're idiots. You're fucking idiots.
Also, like, how many boats does it say?
Surely there's more than 12 boats on Earth.
Are they all centered in North America?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Is this like 2012 where they were like, we've got to put people on big cruise ships? And again, they only had like 6.
It's not just in North America because you get a news report in the day one thing.
So you're saying 12 boats across the world?
No, it's just a story he's saying about like, because the guy that's found.
We don't know if we can trust this guy.
Well, yeah, because the guy we're following who finds this island is like, why, like, how long have you been here? And he's like, let me tell you a story. When they figured out everything was going on, there was 12 boats. But then once the first person got on safely, everyone pushed and only 2 boats made it. It's just a vague story. And the guy's like, oh my God. But I'm like, that doesn't really check out.
You have that initial push. Sure. A lot of folk are dying.
Absolutely.
But then like, there's going to be, like, boats left over, people that would have, like, survived the initial purge.
If I own a
jaunty... Now that I think about it, what he might
have... If you were fishing.
Yeah, if I have a jaunty little tugboat, I am okay.
Now that I think about it, what he might have been saying is they started pushing and screaming, and therefore aliens immediately went straight to the boats and sunk
like,
10 of them.
Sure, maybe those boats got sunk.
That's
but
fine.
Like,
how many beaches, piers?
That's also funny because maybe he's implying that the secret that they can't swim died with those 10 boats, but then, like...
You would just know. If I was in a jaunty little tugboat and I'm watching the aliens who are just like angrily barking at me from the shore, I'm like, these cunts can't swim.
Yeah, do they swim or do they jump in the lake and they drown?
They jump in lake. So you see one jump in lake and drown.
That's so funny. What are they, stupid?
So they're chasing people on a pier and one gets into a boat and it jumps onto the boat. And then the boat's kind of moving, and then the second one tries to jump onto the boat and misses and just falls in the sea and drowns.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then
these are the most easily defeatable aliens.
Yeah.
No, they also hunt in packs of 3. So you kill 3, you're sweet for a while.
Yeah.
Only three?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are easy. You just go to the ocean, have a swim.
Yeah.
How far can they, like, can they swim at all?
No.
Or can I drown them in a puddle?
Yeah, true.
No, you can't.
Well, it's not water. They're not aliens from science. I know.
I'm just working this out.
They're not
allergic to water.
Okay.
They just can't swim. But they clearly need to breathe, even though they came from space.
Yeah.
Fucking John Krasinski. You didn't think about that one.
Wait,
did
they
you
came
dickhead?
From space?
They're from space.
How'd they get here?
Like meteors.
So they were like
like the symbiote.
Yeah,
like in Starship Troopers where there's like the big bug planet chucks bug meteors and then there's bugs everywhere.
No, because the bug planet in Starship Troopers doesn't send bugs to Earth. It hits it with a meteor. Yeah, it flattens, and then
there's bugs on those meteors.
That isn't revealed in the film.
I think it was. It's been a while since I've seen that, and you're right. I should watch it again.
I watched it last week.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's a great film.
If you're looking at my letterbox, I watched it however long ago it said I watched it, and this episode is fresh.
So the conceit of the episode is that humanity is doomed.
Because you see, so when you get day one at the start of A Quiet Place 2, people figure out it's attracted to noise within 10 minutes of seeing the alien, which just would not happen. But also in that period of time, it kills thousands of people.
Yeah, of course.
There's going to be initial wipeout. I understand that. Question, how stupid are human?
Someone's trying to make a phone call whilst they're... So they've figured out it's attracted to noise, and then someone's trying to make a phone call in a room full of like 30 people.
You just do it quietly. Hello.
That's what they do. And then
it's me, Jackson.
Guess what? Phone doesn't go through.
I'm in real trouble.
The person doesn't answer or cuts out or something. And then guess what happens?
Beep, beep, beep.
What? The other obvious thing. So they hang up the call.
Yeah.
They've tried to call.
Oh, they call
someone
back.
They call back. And then the phone's on loud.
That's great. Of course.
Yeah.
Why
would
you not have it on loud?
And then the alien's like, huh?
Eh?
So maybe in A Quiet Place, just how the aliens are stupid as shit, maybe humanity is stupid as shit.
Yeah, well... But then they're also really clever because they figured out the noise thing. There is no clear indication how they got to that except for fact that.
Yeah.
So they just figured this out day one.
Like legitimately, the way that it is paced is that John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, and their three children, one who soon dies and one that I realized I hate, and then their other daughter, who is a good character, are at the baseball watching the boy play. I hate the boy.
Fair enough.
He's playing baseball. They see a meteor in the sky and they're like, whoa, let's...
That's cool.
It's like it's too close. It's not coming at them.
Yeah, but it's,
it's close enough cool that everyone's say. Like, yeah. "Let's probably
I get it,
leave."
But it's still pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty cool. The sky looks like it's on fire and whatever.
That's sick.
Anyway, so they all start going back to their cars, and then all of a sudden, like you just see this bug burst through a thing.
Yeah,
and then they're all trying to run away, drive away, and whatever. And then all the cars pretty much get wrecked. They get out of their cars and pile into a bar, which is where the phone
call happens.
But they're already being silent in there, which obviously if you're trying to hide from something that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's actually not that unreasonable because everything's attracted to sound.
Yeah.
So it's just like these are more attractive. Like that is something I would assume about creatures anyway, that if I'm
chased by a bear, I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So if I notice that they come when I it just wouldn't be unexpected. And then if I notice that I wouldn't have to make much noise for them to notice where I was, because I'm already being quiet. Yeah.
And then again, if I get to a point where I'm like in the second story or third story in a building looking out and I can see them wandering around and like something over there makes a sound and they just rush to it, I'm like, how the fuck did they notice
that?
Yeah,
we gotta be fucking quiet.
So like, again, I don't think it's that far-fetched to kind of make that leap to be like, don't make a sound.
Yeah,
that's
fine. I think that the amount of noise that human beings make is that you don't figure it out in 2 seconds, you're dead.
True, but because there is so much, again, it all comes down to a numbers game on day one.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. It's a numbers game, and also the fact that there's only a pack of three or whatever.
There's like 7 billion of us, dude. We'll be fine.
If there's like a baseball stadium full of cunts making noise, I might be one of those ones that get got. I happily concede.
It's a kid's baseball game, so it's not like a stadium. They're just like a local park.
Yeah, but there will be a stadium somewhere. Say it happened in Melbourne and the footy's on.
Yeah.
I'm not so concerned. I go do what I want to do.
They just stab.
Oh, that's even
better. They're not even eating.
No, they're not eating them.
What are they doing with
this? I don't know. Murdering.
They're just,
why?
They hate us.
I get that.
And we hate them.
Yeah, good.
I really like, they're like, oh man, they're allergic to, like they can't swim or whatever. Like
they're not allergic to water.
Whatever. They can't swim or they're like, they're attracted to noise. Like these realizations we make about aliens. It's funny to imagine in the opposite direction. Like we come to an alien planet and they're like, hey, they can't eat poison. Like, hey, human being aliens, if you stab them in the head, they die.
They're weak.
They're weak to sugar. If you leave out a sugar, they will consume it somehow.
They're weak to being shot in the balls. Or the anywhere,
to be honest.
That's crazy because that implies this alien race are just always shooting each other in the balls. You know, it's fine for us, even good.
We breed each other by shooting each other in the balls.
That's hello, Glow Block.
Why, good day to you. What would we think was happening when we landed on that planet? They're already killing each other. Wait, no. Something else is happening.
I think they're smiling.
And then when they greet us, we think it's an attack because they shot us in the balls.
Go to war.
We come from outer space. Oh, yeah.
What happened? He's screaming. Why?
The pack of three or whatever, it's implied they've taken over the whole Earth, but it's not just three over Earth. It's there's different like regions, and there's three per region kind of thing.
So, okay, how many are these aliens are there? Do we know?
I'm just trying
to work out like how sexy terrified of.
Yeah, wait,
of
so would
these...
it be like three aliens for Melbourne,
like,
are you saying?
For a city.
Yeah, or three aliens for like a suburb. Yeah, what's the difference?
One is scarier than the other.
Yeah, like one
how fast are they?
Yeah, one's a bit frightening, but if you could drown three aliens.
I get it. There's going to be a lot of death in the first one because there's death and destruction. No one else got the going on. They seem pretty powerful.
Yeah.
And so, a lot of people are dying. I get that. And because you're freaking out, you don't know, and you're like screaming. So, by about like day 4 or 5, there's like a lot of people are dead.
Yeah.
But by like day 6 or 7, the people who are being very quiet and trying to stay hidden and, those that like... Because you'll have those things of like people who are hidden and then they'll make a noise or they'll die. And you'll have survivors who witness that and know that and be like, oh, they died. And they'll be start slowly but surely like whittling it out to working out what is going on. And granted, probably not in like 10 minutes, but at least by like week one, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
It's noise. They're attracted to noise.
It's also funny because, like, like movies like this tend to be like, well, of course there's no military left because the military noisy. But like, there are factions of the military.
James Bond's quiet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Secret agents, that'd be fine.
But yeah, like that's the thing. People are trained. It's not like the military is not trained to be stealthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Military always just like, hello, we are army.
I'm shooting into the app.
Yeah. So, like, surely there would be factions
Fuck,
of
the army's coming.
Oh, no, army. Fuck.
Damn, better get our guys. Ba-ba-ba, well, with the opposing army. War's loud.
Guys, shh.
You got like any kind of like special unit, like a stealth.
Well,
force?
Yeah. John Krasinski said, like, he, because they.
Cause people it, calling him out, that's good.
No. People were like, well, there's no prologue or anything. There's no explanation. Because, like, the first A Quiet Place, you don't really, you just get thrown into the world, which is fine. Like, you can pick up everything But he was like, it doesn't mean that I didn't have like a backstory in my head. He's like, yeah, they came to Earth. And this is always a bad move by directors.
Yeah.
Because you always sound like a fucking idiot. Because he's like, ah, in my mind, they're the perfect predators. There's no humans and no light on their planet, but their planet was destroyed. And then they came to Earth on meteorites. So what are you saying?
So if they were the perfect predators, that would mean that they're hunting us to eat us, which I think is fine.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're hunting us to kill us and that's it. So they don't need to eat, right?
So imagine an equivalent of that for us. Like our planet is destroyed.
Bears.
We somehow, hop on a meteor or whatever.
He compared them to, he's like, it's a terrible joke, but it's like releasing wolves into a daycare center.
That's not a joke, John Krasinski.
What's the punchline?
What the fuck, John? It's a terrible joke. It's very funny.
So get this. Okay, but you got a daycare center. Okay, and so you've got like a pack of wolves.
Oh no!
So like, okay, and then you just open the doors.
That's what it's like. That's a very funny thing that happens.
There's a funny joke.
What?
Maybe he meant it's a terrible joke because there's no punchline. He was like, yeah, I haven't. It's a terrible joke.
It's not a good joke. I'm just trying some new material.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, say you've got a daycare center and a pack of wolves.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Jackson Bailey here at the Laugh Bucket. You know wolves, right? Everybody's seen wolves and daycares. Okay.
No, what it's if a little baby children, no parents.
Yeah,
their
like,
parents
yeah,
are
at work. Okay. And then it's like I'm like the little baby. Oh, wolf is killing me! Hey, I'm here all night, you know? And now, a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm George Dimerlis, and I'm here to talk about Bookish, my book-themed interview podcast where I get a different guest on every week to talk about their favorite book and what that says about them. It's kind of half about the book and a lot about the guest because I'm trying to figure out why that thing you love is that thing you love. So if you've ever wondered, I like this thing, I wonder what that reflects about me. This show is basically me trying to figure that out every week with a new guest. It's kind of half book podcast and half psychoanalysis session from someone taking some wild shots in the dark. But it's a lot of fun and I think kind of informative. And there's books.
John Krasinski doesn't know what a joke is, I guess. No, but it is pretty fun.
So they're a parasite and a predator.
Yeah. What? How are they a parasite? John Krasinski, shut up.
See, that's what I mean. When directors... When you've got ideas in movies, lots of people look at it and they reword it so it makes sense. When the director just talks, no one's there to stop.
I can watch it and I can see the aliens attacking guys and be like, cool, the aliens. I'm not thinking, I don't need, You know what I mean?
Wolves in daycare centers.
Yeah, I don't need that explained to me.
I don't need to be reminded of that trauma.
Yeah.
So, back to the question. Yeah. I just think that... okay, so they're entirely, like, invulnerable entirely unless you get their head to open up, which we've seen is happens by coincidence, basically. Feedback loop from a hearing aid. And we know they can't swim, but we don't know they can't swim because we live in America that's not necessarily next to the sea.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So how...
Australia would have figured it out immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, I'm just going to go for a surf.
Yeah. Again, the best time to be, like, fishing would be just when the meteor's coming. Oh, fuck.
Whoa, that's crazy. Yeah.
One gets into a boat, though.
Yeah.
Well, you might die, but, you know.
No, it gets into a boat, and then that boat goes to that island. It's very funny.
It's great to imagine...
does the alien just sit there patiently? Doesn't freak out because the motor's going? Is a raft?
Remember,
kind of
it's a
dinghy.
Yeah,
no noise. Yeah. So the waves are being silent.
Well, no, I think what happens is it's also. Look, I liked this movie, but there's definitely things that when you remove yourself from the film and you think about these scenes by themselves are very funny. So that, remember how I said they jump on, one jumps onto the boat and one misses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the one that jumps onto the boat, you don't really see, but that boat just slowly floats out to sea.
This is the equivalent of, say, I'm getting chased by two bears.
Yeah.
I run into off a pier, hit to a boat. One bear misses, drowns like a dickhead. The other bear lands in the boat and just sits there with me for a bit. And I'm like, okay, bear, I will take you to the rest of my survivors. It's going to be good. So, you eat them and don't eat me.
This could be very good for you, bear.
There's two boats. So the one that the bug thing falls into, then they get in a different boat. And that boat, they sail to this island.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
takes them, they say in the movie, took 2 days.
And so then I'll follow that boat.
Yeah.
But it learns how to... operate a boat?
It just floats there, apparently, because it's a straight line. That's not how the sea works, John Krasinski.
But it's also so funny to imagine, like, say I'm on my jaunty little tugboat and an alien gets on there and kills me, and my boat just goes out to sea with the alien on it. Like, is the alien capable of being like, oh, shit?
does the alien just wait for a bit?
Well, because they're kind of... They're sort of like...
Because, look, to me,
they're like
aliens,
angry spiders.
Yeah, they don't seem like a not panicky animal.
No.
Well, that's like every time they hear sound, they're like...
Yeah, they freak the fuck out. And, the ocean ain't quiet.
Yeah.
No. Well, and also, there's another point of the movie where they turn on a sprinkler system and that disorientates one because it's just, like, sound everywhere. Yeah.
What if you got capsized? That'd be so funny. That alien wouldn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
But then also, that also shows that if it rains, they're just like...
What is happening?
Hell.
Yeah. Rain is a good time to go and do stuff. Take care of your business.
I feel like Melbourne would be all right.
Yeah, it's often
wet. Oh, yeah, because we see that in the first one, because they go and have a conversation under a waterfall.
Yeah, because the aliens don't know.
Yeah, that's just, I guess, more water.
Yeah. So
when
it's raining, we can just chill.
The way they figure it out is they're on the island for a bit, and then one of the fellas just like walks up to the one part of the dock, and he can hear a noise, and it's like, and then you see the boat, and you realize that there's one just in the hull of the boat, and then he runs back, and it's like, everyone get inside, and then it's like,
here it
bursts
is,
out, and the one safe place ain't so safe.
It doesn't seem like it would even really be good for the aliens, Earth. It's a loud planet. It seems like even if they eradicated us, they would be like, this is a bum, this sucks. It'd be like if we found another planet.
Go to Mars, fuckheads.
Yeah, that's quiet.
But not just that, like once they eradicate us, they then what? They die?
Yeah. What are they eating?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because if they're not eating us, if they're just stabbing us and that's it.
Surely they're
eating us.
Yeah.
I mean, you never see one eat anything.
It's kind of like if we landed on it. Well, not really, because I guess I was going to say.
Maybe they eat rocks. I don't know.
Well, then delicious.
Yeah, I was going to be like.
Or maybe they eat trees or some shit, which means that makes Earth make sense.
Oh, yeah.
But they said there was no light on their planet, so they ain't
eating
anything green.
They're not
green.
Eating trees.
They might eat rocks.
Yeah.
I guess.
But then you could have gone to Mars.
Yeah.
Unless they like to come to Earth for the thrill of the kill.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But they don't seem like a particularly sapient race. It's not like they're having conversations that are like, you know, in any way like detailed or...
Yeah. They're basically a skittish wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do wolves go on patrol? Because I kind of feel like these guys go on patrol.
Yeah.
Like I feel like a wolf, because wolves have like pack tactics.
And they have an area territory.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of an equivalent for us. Like if we landed on a planet made out of chocolate. that smelt like farts.
Why are you putting the smell there?
Because that's like the sound thing, you know? Like so for the aliens...
But wouldn't it just be like a planet that we land, it's covered in chocolate, but it's also screaming?
Yeah.
Because we also don't like loud noise.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm trying to think of... Yeah, I guess that would work too. I was like, just having something that's immediately bad, you know?
What if you land on a planet, it's made of chocolate and it's perfect and the temperature's great,
yeah,
but the local wildlife are just constantly shooting you in the balls. Yeah. And we hate being shot in the balls.
We do.
Yeah.
So cool. Then we, every time we get shot in the balls, we kill the thing that shoots us in the balls.
A no shooting in the balls place. That's the name of the movie. Don't shoot anything in the balls.
I just feel that humanity would be actually fine with this. Because do we find out how many of these aliens hitchhiked a ride on a meteor? No?
We know that there was multiple meteorites. And based on what...
And every meteorite had three?
No, so we just know that they're in groups of three. Okay. So, like, to clear an area, if you kill three, you're sweet. But then... Yeah, but then apparently they, like, kind of...
They breed.
I don't know.
I've got more
Maybe
questions.
Maybe they fuck in missionary position. I don't know.
Okay, I've got many questions about these aliens.
Doggy.
That's great.
That makes sense.
Yeah, quietly, though.
That's a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they...
Yeah.
Maybe there's frequency. Well, that's the thing with the hearing aid thing. It's the frequency, not the noise.
Because,
like, loud noises upset them, but it's that particular frequency.
Okay, so they're, like, fucking on, like, infrared.
So maybe they...
Whatever.
Fucking on infrared.
Yeah. They fuck via
Ultrasound
Blu-ray.
Ultrasound or whatever the fucking thing is called. Yeah,
I meant
that's
Bluetooth.
Yeah, they fuck via HD DVDs.
Maybe they do have a level of sapience then. They're just communicating in it.
Yeah.
But they act like... So skittish.
Yeah. I think it's the kind of thing where humanity wouldn't be... I don't think we would come out well, but I think it's like over like several hundred years we might bounce back,
couple of years. Imagine, okay, so...
How many mistakes do you make in a day?
Dude, nothing
but.
Human being...
Yeah.
Gets one mistake.
No, they don't though. People on cruise ships.
Yeah.
Think about the amount of people that are currently on cruise ships. Think
well, probably not
many.
COVID, am I right? Ha ha.
Yeah, I guess. But in a time... Okay, I guess if a quiet place happened at the same time as
COVID,
it sucks.
Although maybe masks would dampen our breathing, so maybe it would be
true.
Good.
That's
maybe.
True.
But again, in a normal...
And we're staying inside, so they'd land and they'd be like, huh, there's no one here.
No, guys, get back on the meteor.
Someone coughs on the aliens and be like,
War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
We gave the aliens COVID.
The simple COVID-19.
Save the day.
Ruined us and ruined them.
But I know what you mean. In that there's going to be people on cruise ships.
But it's like, cruise ships, it's like fishermen. There's going to be just
people in aeroplanes.
People in aeroplanes. People on the beach.
Yeah.
Like Navy.
Yeah.
Like just, there is so many...
Well, the
around.
Fact that we can't damage them unless they open their faces is probably the only thing that makes it
because,
difficult.
Like, a cruise ship docks and aliens just pretty much waiting on the pier, that just ravages them.
Mm. Yeah,
so it just doesn't dock. But then, how are you going to eat
fish? Each other eventually.
But again,
this is 400 days in.
You'd find islands again. There would be intel. You'd be sending people out. I seriously don't like how impenetrable are we talking here? Like completely and utterly. Talking like a high power. What are like again? Nukes. The nukes happening?
Well, they
we nuking them.
I don't know. I mean, in real life we probably would. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to remember that these guys were just literally standing on a meteor that crashed into Earth and were fine.
They were fine.
Yeah, so if you nuked them, maybe they would.
Well, yeah, because they also... Yeah, because they survived... They survived in space.
Yeah.
And through the atmosphere.
Crazy for something to be able to survive both in and out of an atmosphere.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
What are they breathing?
To survive the crash of a meteor.
Yeah.
But then, rain, the sound of rain is too much.
Yeah, you would think
surely
when the meteor
the
hit, that would be
that
them.
Would have been gone.
That would have been so loud.
That would have been the loudest thing.
And that's when
also
they open
falling...
their faces because it's so loud and then the heat would just
But also, like, the sound of fall, like, when the... but they don't have... but they do...
Unless they're a burrowing race.
Yeah.
And they were in the center of the meteor.
Yeah.
And if you get like an egg, and you cover an egg in a bunch of cotton,
that's
and you drop it from
true.
A high, it doesn't crack. Now, how much like a cotton is a big rock? Not very.
Not at all in any way.
So unless these meteors aren't meteors per se, but spaceships built by them and designed by them to accommodate
to protect them.
What
they should
need.
Just die on impact.
If they can live in space, they should not drown either. They should just walk around the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
Also,
but you actively see it drown. Like it falls in the water and it's like.
Well, yeah, they're a skittish race.
And
get it.
Just like sinks.
But also, like,
unless maybe they look. Maybe in A Quiet Place Part 3 that will inevitably happen, it will be revealed that no, they can just walk around the
just
bottom
like
of the ocean.
Past the Caribbean, they'll be walking on the bottom of the ocean.
Let's take a walk.
Yeah. But also, if you're in the vacuum of space, like there's pressure differences. You know, like a blobfish, right?
Yeah.
You know the reason a blobfish looks like that is because we've exposed it to pressures that it's not used to and it gets fucked up.
Does it ever.
We fuck it up so bad.
So the same thing should have happened to the Quiet Place creatures. Should have come from no pressure or whatever, you know, lack of atmosphere does. Yeah.
What if they don't usually look like that?
Oh my God. And the reason they're so panicked is because
they've been mutated.
Yeah. Or just they're exposed to a pressure they're not normally meant to be exposed to.
What if they have a thing similar to that X-Man that dies because he eats a hot rock in X-Men First Class, but can usually adapt?
Oh,
Darwin?
Darwin!
What if
they have the same skill set as Darwin, where they're just like in space? Bloop, yeah, all right, we don't need
Why didn't they adapt to loud Earth?
Water.
Well, no, so water they could adapt to. It's just one drowns and they're like, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he wasn't prepared.
How Darwin ate a hot rock and died.
Yeah.
Here's what I think's going to happen. I think both humanity and the Quiet Place aliens are going to die out, basically.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think either of us are going to survive.
When Earth explodes?
No, I just mean...
Are you going for the long game? Because well done.
No, I think we're fine. I think humanity is fine. I think there are enough subsets of like humanity living in either like isolated places, islands, again, places surrounded by water, all types of like... medieval living would come back again. Moats are back in fashion.
Moats are back,
but like, there are so many places that are around. Like, yes, with if there's only how many people are there, and you're telling me that like it's only happened once, where they've opened up the little face hole that someone shot into.
I'm sure it's happened multiple times.
It's probably happened. Well, I think the thing is that it was like a weird, a rare combination because. Maybe things have happened where, like, I don't know, someone was at, there would have been a band playing or something, and they unplugged their instruments, and the feedback of that upset the alien. But then to be like, oh, that's their weak point, rather than oh, that's stunned them.
But you would also think that the government or the military would be like, right, weak to sound. Let's see what we
can
do.
Weak to sound, weak to see. We need some loud boats, fellas.
You'd think they'd have figured it out. But as
you
we saw
in Mad Max, how there's the Doof Warrior that's like a big speaker stack, but on a car, put it on a boat.
Captain Doof Warrior.
Captain Doof.
But again, I just think after a seventh, like, there's going to be an initial purge. We are going to lose a ton of humanity, especially if it hits like. You know,
populated areas, which it did.
But there are going to be like, you know, rural areas, especially say in Australia, where there's like, you know, like people living in very like isolated, you know, places.
Yeah.
Very far away that there would be no way for the creatures to realize to get to there. And I think we would just be fine because also like, the alien creatures has to go through like so many things as well. Because it's not just humanity they're going for, dogs.
Yeah.
Like, cows.
Birds.
Loud.
Birds are so angry at birds because they can't reach.
And imagine like just seeing this like alien creature trying to jump up a tree to try and get these birds.
Imagine an eagle does like a at the right frequency that its face opens. The eagle dive bombs it. Got him.
Yeah.
Weak to eagles.
It's like how quick are they to kill everybody in terms of if it's a crowd, sure, but when that crowd gets more and more thinned out.
Because you see them do both. Because all four of their legs are like pincers and they pretty much just stab and slit people's throats.
Yeah.
Or cut people in half.
Yeah.
I reckon they're going to starve to death. There's nothing to eat here.
But we don't know what they eat. They survived in space.
So like, what
briefly.
The fuck are they?
What do you mean briefly?
They're like a parasite or a wolf or whatever.
They're the perfect predator.
It could be the
to
sun.
Do what?
They could be fucking photosynthesis.
Sizing.
Synthetic.
Yeah.
But like, again, you look at... Say,
don't
like,
worry about their food, Jackson.
I can't stop worrying
same,
about their
though,
food.
Same, though, because like, thinking about like zombies, what eventually going to like kill them out, or like if they end up attacking.
Just pretend it's the sun. Say they thrive, even though we know that their planet had no light, so it can't be the sun.
It can't be the sun.
It's rocks, then.
Then fine.
It's rocks.
But it wouldn't be Earth rocks. Not all rocks are the same. He's got a good They've point. Got different mineral makeups. They've got different chemicals going
but
on
also
within
says they're
them.
A parasite, so maybe they're just rock parasites and all rocks are the
what
same.
What does that mean?
What is
a
rock
parasite?
That does not make... That's like saying it... I'm a hamburger parasite.
But you are. I would describe you as that.
So a parasite, what is the... What's the definition of parasite? That's
parasites, like... it's just a creature that basically...
Latches on. Well, actually, yeah, he means virus, I think, because parasite doesn't make
like,
sense.
Because a parasite, yeah, they need a host.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the host? Is this a situation where they've these creatures have come and they've found these like big monster whatever, and the parasite is the big ear, kind of like that that fish parasite that becomes that fish tongue.
Yeah, but that's like if the reverse happened and the tongue, it becomes the fish around the tongue.
Yeah, like what. What is this creature? I think we were fine. As humanity are fine. We lose a lot. Yeah. We lose a heap in the first few days.
I would say that it might even be like, in hindsight, I was like, The Quiet Place is overplayed, underplayed how fucked humans would be. But I think it's actually overplayed how fucked humans would be.
I think we're fine. 12 boats? No. No. A fleet. We are fine. Yeah, there is a lot of people that get killed, granted, but... They're not that. How efficient are they?
I think the fact that John Krasinski never clearly had one idea. John Krasinski was like, what if an alien got you if you made noise? And then clearly never thought anything beyond that about his alien race has saved us, basically. Because he's never thought of the specifics and now he's being forced to. Yeah, he doesn't know.
Yeah, fuck, I don't know.
He just had one neat idea and that was it. He didn't decide to think anymore.
The thing is, if they ate humanity, like they ate humans.
Yeah, sure.
Or they ate flesh like that, so they would kill someone and eat them, and then they would be distracted by eating it that they would, like, you know, leave off. It's kind of like in a situation where you're the old, like, again, that classic joke, John, where it's like, if you're getting chased by a bear, you just gotta outrun your friends.
So
that situation where it's like, you know, the bear or the alien would be, you know, sated on whatever they're eating, but they're not eating people.
They're killing
just
us.
Angry at sound.
Why are they
angry at sound?
I don't know. John Krasinski doesn't know either.
John Krasinski, come on our show.
Yeah, come on our show and explain your goddamn aliens.
Yeah, I've got so many questions about
Emily
these
Blunt
aliens.
Can come too because she seems nice.
Yeah, she seems nice.
She'll have answers.
She'll have answers.
John Krasinski, you just look at us like you're in the office again. Maybe that's what he did the whole interview. They're like, I see it as aliens, and they had a question. Then he just like looked down the barrel of the camera.
No, remember
like,
when I was Jim?
Yes.
It was good, wasn't it? Yeah. I guess.
You probably got a lot of money from that. Congratulations.
Yeah, heaps.
Yeah.
This interview is over.
So is this episode.
And on that note,
I've been Joel. I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
A double barrel Joel on that note. That was crazy. That's rare.
Yeah, it is rare. Vintage.
In 1977, Marvel attempted to answer the important questions with their What If line of comics. They failed. Now, in the year of 2021, the Plumbing Boys have picked up the slack and dare to ask, once again,
What If? What if the Avengers had never been...
months are flying by, your brain cells plummeting. We are reaching final thought so quickly. What?
Well,
please
like,
show you're working.
Well,
there.
Like so. Well,
yeah,
so
what?
Okay, because in the
so is he Hulk? Who then? Hang
what?
On.
We're hanging on. What do you mean? Please show you're working.
Was he born as Hulk?
No. Why?
What? I don't know.
If Hulk can sue, I can.
Five,
four, three. Is that a boy?
Two, one. The Fantastic Four simply rebrand as the Three Uncles with Papa Grimm.
You know that? Let me look you in the eyes and tell you. You are no one's uncle.
Ben? You are no one's
Mr.
uncle.
Mr. Grimm? You are no one's uncle. Hear
Benny
me now.
G? You are no one's uncle.
Okay.
No, listen. Not a single person.
Don't answer. Don't talk back. Know this in your heart of hearts.
I need to know you are listening when I say
your
that.
Your siblings have not given birth to children.
No one calls you uncle. You are not an uncle.
Hey, Johnny Storm. But Johnny Storm is the dumbest one, right? Because he was just there.
Why is he just there?
Why did he go to space too? Is that allowed?
Captain America, they put him in the machine. They're like, he's going to come out a super soldier. They open it up. They're like, he's fucking dead.
We cooked it.
Cancel the project. He just died. Sorry, Mr. Stark. You got stupid sperm. I got no strings because I'm not Pinocchio.
I'm just a dumb boy.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll fight the bad guys.
Give me a gun.
I made you strong. You got powers. What?
No.
Give me a gun. Give me a sword. I'll patrol outside.
Dad, I'm not wearing pants. You're a robot. Give me some pants, Dad.
Dad!
At least underwears.
My robot dick's hanging out, Dad.
No, it's not.
I didn't give you a robot dick.
Why not?
Dad!
Write that down.
A clever Hulk's more frightening than a stupid Hulk. That's like a clever bull is more frightening than a stupid bull.
Yeah.
If you see a bull and the bull is like, I'm going to gore you.
What if the bull stands on its back legs and is like, let's have a conversation.
I am a fright.
No, wait. It's okay. What's more scary?
No, I'm not. We eat you or your wives. Couple of cucks, they read.
What?
You know? Couple of guys getting cucked. Yeah. What's on TV?
See? My lady, she loves an astronaut. Mm. Your lady loves a fish boy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Eh? Water, what? Hey?
The two elements of cock.
Yeah.
What If? A new series coming soon only to SansPants Plus for King subscribers.